1360 WVOX and WVIP HD4 New Rochelle.
1460 WVOX.
Welcome to Brand Talk, the only show on radio where branding gets practical and personal here on WVOX Radio 1460 on your AM dial. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and we're here to talk about brands, your personal brand, your career brand, and even your business brand. Question. Are women under attack in, of all places, marketing? Well, consider this. Rape. If I said that to you, that rape was being used to promote a brand, what would you think and what would you tell me? Well, folks, stay tuned. And I'll tell you just went terribly wrong when one product did viral marketing from hell. And consider this. Cheat on your girlfriend, not on your workout. Another great advertisement, and I mean that sarcastically, by a well-known gym company. More to follow. And folks, if you're joining us for the first time, this show is about understanding brands, whether or not they are personal, corporate, or business, and then using the very principles of marketing that Fortune 500 companies use to initiate a plan so that we can go out and brand ourselves and become the brands we are truly meant to be. And during the hour, I want to provide you with some marketing and branding gems that are going to be helpful as you go through the marketplace. And this is a call-in show, and it's your show where we want to hear from you and about your brand and how you can go brand yourself or your business. And in the interest of full disclosure, occasionally I'm going to have some callers who I've asked to call in so that we can have a full range of what we do here on Brand Talk and can appreciate specific issues that I really think will get us thinking and talking about brands. And without any further ado, I want to introduce my partner in crime. You missed him last week. He had a gig. He is the author of a relatively new, it was published last week, of the Fox Forum. He's told me he even got a little bit of heaven for it. It's the left and right must come together over Trayvon Martin. It's none other than T.J. McCormick. Welcome, T.J.
Hello there. I'm very, very sick, and I'm happy to be here.
Oh, I love you.
Crawled out of my deathbed to come and do this
show. Oh, I love this. You know about Jewish guilt, you know about Irish guilt, and now it's Catholic guilt, right?
Oh, that's the worst one.
All about it. But you know what we want to do? We want to tell our listeners that starting next Thursday,
big news.
There's big news. Da 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 da. Here on WVOX, we will be changing time. Brand Talk will be heard exclusively on WVOX on Thursday's drive time from 5 to 6.
Yep.
And guess what? You're coming along, I think.
I am coming along.
He's coming along for the ride. That's what we want to do. And if you want to talk about or discuss all things branding today or on Thursday.
Yeah.
914-636-0110, 914-636-0110. But before I get into the topics of the day.
Right.
I had this past Friday, I had died and gone to heaven. And I thought of you, TJ.
Thank you.
because I think this was an entertainer's heaven.
What?
Okay, First of all, I went to Saudi's. Okay, I went to Saudi's.
That's not one of your regular haunts.
No, it is not one of my... And the last time I went was about 45 years ago.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, I was about 15 years old when I went. Uh-huh. And I went with my friend Frank, the theater guy, and my friend for X amount of years. So I've known each other since third grade.
Right.
So I go there for a party.
Okay.
And the party I go to...
Uh-huh.
All right, yeah. You ready?
Sure.
Irvin Drake and his wife. Okay. Wow. Now, you, some of you who know cabaret and know the standards, Irvin Drake wrote for Frank Sinatra.
Right.
When I was 17, it was a very good year. And we have over the years become... I wouldn't say very good friends.
Right.
I've been over at their house, and I was there with Edith, his wife, and it was just wonderful. And there I saw Entertainers a Go-Go.
Oh, my God.
I saw my friend KT Sullivan, who's a cabaret singer.
Right. Yes,
we're going to have her on the show.
Yes.
I also saw Mark Nadler, a pianist who is great.
Uh-huh.
I saw my dear friend Richard Skipper, who was Hello, Dolly. What's the person's name?
The lead in the guy.
I'm blocking on Hello, Dolly.
Oh boy.
What's her name? I can't. I'm blocking. Somebody's going to have to tell me.
Wait, you mean the male lead?
The female. Who is the female? The one. Carol Channing.
Oh, I was going to say Carol Channing.
Yeah. He was Carol. Yeah.
I do a good Carol Channing.
Yeah. Well,
especially
he
when
does.
I'm sick.
He does. Carol Channing, like no one else, but he
Carol
has now moved on from that.
Uh-huh.
But he writes a blog and he wants to come on and tell us. So I have a whole group of guests that I want to talk about that I like to interview here on Brand Talk, so
fabulous.
They can talk about their brands.
Fabulous.
Here on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial, and we'll be changing next week to Thursdays from 5 to 6 drive time, and we'll be doing that until the dawn of humanity.
How was the party and how was the food?
How was the
food?
Well, now that I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Because I the food. So, you know, I said, oh, geez, I'm going to Saudi's and, you know.
That's a place for me. Okay, I'll bounce this off you.
Sure.
If I hear Saudi's, that to me almost sounds like a place, because it's not a part of the lexicon anymore other than the, talking about its halcyon days.
Right.
So for me, when I hear Saudi's, I think that's a place that's still open based on its reputation alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably wouldn't expect great food service.
Are you ready for this?
Go ahead.
You ready for this?
Go ahead.
The best.
Wow.
The best.
Right.
Crab cakes.
Okay.
In New York City.
All right.
As a matter of fact, I'm going back.
Wow.
Just for the crab cakes.
Wow.
Now I always say you got to be suspicious of any restaurant just talks about the Tantillo's saying it.
Wow.
So I would go back. Just for that, I met Ivan, the maid d', and we'll have to go. You and we'll
crab
go.
Crab cake is about the only kind of seafood I can eat.
Okay, well, and not only that, the chicken, chicken was it
what
was
kind
so
of chicken?
Juicy. Just roasted chicken.
Roasted
it was
chicken.
Just, it was, the food was
right,
really, really
great.
Good.
That's
so
good
we're
going
to have to go there.
Excellent.
And then I'll have to get somebody to illustrate one of my photographs on the wall.
Oh,
only
yeah.
kidding. No, you can't do that. I'm not a Broadway performer.
Wow.
So,
it's like 2 degrees of separation there.
So anyway, I just thought I would say how fortunate I was to attend and to know Edith and Irvin Drake.
Lovely.
And Irvin Drake celebrated his 93rd birthday.
Wow.
And
the autumn of
and
his
I
years.
Want to tell you, he is in such great shape.
Really?
And we were doing a little bit of shtick.
Well,
and I mean, you know, he has some great Frank Sinatra stories.
Ugh.
And what a gentleman he was. And he speaks fluent Italian. I'm almost in back because I speak a little, you know, the curse words.
Right.
And
what
I do, and then he starts not giving me sentences, but paragraphs,
right.
Short stories, uh-huh. And I just lose them. But anyway, so we're doing Brand Talk here on WVOX, soon to be on Thursdays from 5 to 6. I'm here with T.J. McCormick. He's back from being on the road doing what he does so well. He did a Fox Forum, The Left and Right Must Come Together, and he was telling me he got beat up from both sides. But that's the, you know, talk about a brand. You know your brand is effective from a journalistic point of view,
right,
when you get shots from both sides, as well as you get praises from both sides.
Yeah. And in this case, you know, I think my initial reaction was I started listening to all my detractors on the right because I felt, and I mean, I didn't retract anything. I didn't change anything. But I think I paid more attention to and took to heart the criticisms of the people from the right because I felt, oh, my God, that's the audience I'm supposed to serve. But that's not always the point of opinion writing.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you. Well, we have a caller on the line. And so what's your name? What's your brand? And where are you from?
Hi, my name is Alden Bleed.
Oh, Alden. Yes, Alden. How you doing, Nick?
I'm doing all right. Things are good over here in Maine.
Okay.
Oh, Alden.
Yes. Well, Alden, tell for those of us, for those viewers, those listeners, not viewers, for those listeners that have are not familiar with your brand and what you're doing, why don't you give us a little bit about what you're doing there? What's your brand and what are you trying to sell or what are you trying to market or what are you trying to brand?
Right. My brand is raw vegan bars. They're like brownies.
Mm-hmm.
Or for athletics, and the brand is called Rawgasms.
Rawgasms.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Currently sold in a few stores in Maine as a test. And so now I have a few questions for you.
Sure. Shoot. And you got not only my perspective, and this is the advantage of having TJ here, you have another pair of ears as well.
I met Alden at the gathering.
That's right. And if others would like to give us their brand and have some brand issues, it's 914-636-0110, or you can email us at doc@brandtalkradio.com. That's doc@brandtalkradio.com. But let's get to you, Alden. What's on your mind? How can we help you?
Well, currently I have one product in the market, and I'm wondering if having like a product line of three products would increase consumers' trust in a brand or in a particular group of products.
Well, the first thing I say it's an excellent question. I never really thought about the trust perspective, but. You have to be sure, if it's trust that you're after, that the new products that you're rolling out are going to be home runs and not going to be strikeouts. And so I think that that's something that you have to be very, very conscious of. So it's a two-edged sword. The more products that you have, sure, if they're loved by your target market, that's great. But what happens if they're not? So, with that said, do you think that these new products are going to complement, or are they going to? You probably couldn't even conceive of them detracting. But how far? I guess one way of assessing that is how far away are these products from your original product? Are they just a change in flavors? Are they different products? Why don't you answer some of those questions?
Right, they're actually similar, but different formulation, so a different component that actually is chia. I don't know if you've heard of chia, but it's a seed, an ancient grain that's been used for thousands of years, and recently it's been featured on shows like Dr. Oz and books like Born to Run.
Right.
Highly nutritious, and it seems like people will be receptive to the new R. I've actually asked several running companies about their interest in maybe picking up this bar, and also athletes. I've talked with athletes about it, and just to get a general sense of people, even know what the component is, and so they do know, and so it seems like a good idea.
Yes. Okay. Quick question. What are the benefits? What benefits are you, in fact, communicating to your target market by them eating these products, this chia product? What's going to happen to them? What benefit is going to are they going to experience by purchasing this product?
Well, the key benefits are the number of nutrients that are found in the bar. So currently, there are 26 vitamins and minerals, 19 amino acids, omega 3 and 6, EFA. It's just loaded with nutrients, and so by having a bar that's loaded with nutrients and protein, it will help people with energy and living an active lifestyle.
Okay, so it's going to so energy is a big component. Okay,
it is. Yeah.
All right, that's good. Is it going to have anything to do with the cognitive component? Well, not really. See, these are the things that you have to flesh out. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead. No,
I have a question here. Is TJ? All right, I am a typical suburban 40-something-year-old. When I hear raw, when I look at a bread and I see sprouted bread, when I think of raw diet, I think of absolutely undigestible, and I'm just being honest, I think of undigestible, I think of chewy and unpalatable, and oh my God. Now, I say that comfortably because I can also say that I have tasted your product. It is none of those things. Your product is absolutely spectacular. So I say that knowing, I say all that previous stuff because I know what the punchline is. Now, that being said, I would say you're going to want to, I think part of any of these raw diet, raw food things that have come that have started to gain cachet in the last few years, you're going to want to bridge a gap between somebody who's going to pick up not so much a Snickers bar for energy, but someone who's going to pick up a traditional power bar, or maybe I grew up with granola bars, a little chocolate and peanut butter in there, whatever. You know, my thing is, respectfully, I would say maybe you're also concerned about bridging the gap when John's talking about your market, saying, you know what, part of the market is also bringing in people that are not necessarily, might be turned off, you know, by the notion of a raw bar, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe part of it is, you know, to say, look, it's just like a darn brownie, you know? I mean, that's where the expertise of John comes in. But I know that's that's how it strikes me, and your product is just like a brownie. It was so good.
Well, that's TJ McCormick giving his opinions or his market research based on real life experience.
Does that hold any water?
Abso-freaking-lutely. Absolutely. You're listening to TJ McCormick, Alden Belize from Rawgasms, John Tantillo. It's Brand Talk. We're trying to help our friend Alden go through a brand issue that he has come up with. He has some two other additional products that he would like to introduce to the line so that people will, in fact, think his brand, Rawgasms, is something that they can trust in a brand. And what is on the table is whether or not there might be some doubt if the products fall short. How do you feel? What do you think Alden should do? 914-636-0110. Brand Talk, WVOX, 1460 on your AM dial. Or doc@brandtalkradio.com. So, yeah, I'm a little worried that we might be expanding too quickly, and I don't know whether or not how that's going to be met in the marketplace. That would be probably my
You mean
concern.
How do you even manufacture this stuff?
No. What I'm worried about is how are people, number one, going to get this new product, and secondly, if they get it, right. Because of the added cost of distribution,
right?
Are they going to like it?
Right.
And of course, what is the benefit? Oh, how are you going to position, right. Very important in marketing, how are you going to position the product? Are we going to talk about it as an energy bar? Is it going to be a power bar? Is it going to be a dessert? Is it going to be something that, is it going to be a healthy alternative to a candy bar? Alden, help me out here. What do you think?
Well, it's packed full of vitamins and nutrients. So it's kind of like energy plus healthy vitamins plus a dessert. So right now it's a brownie plus vitamins. So
now, wait a minute. Are all these brownies, they're all brownies then?
Not all brownies.
Okay, see, I'm getting a little confused. Okay, what are the... Right. Okay, time out. There's time out on the field or on the court. All right, we have the brownie. What else do we have?
Currently just the brownie, but the next two.
Yes, the next two. Be, go ahead.
Right. One will be like a coffee cream-flavored chia bar.
A chia bar.
I don't think I can call it a brownie.
You're not calling it... I hope you're not calling it a brownie because it's going to get very confusing, and you're going to confuse your target market, and that's definitely not what you want. It's going to be called a what?
Probably a chia bar.
A chia bar. Okay. Right. All right. See, a brownie to me means dessert. That's what a brownie, you know, it's something I'm going to eat.
And
You know what
just strikes me? This is just an optics thing, or rather this is very, very, very basic here. I think the vast majority of people out there, when they hear chia, they're going to think of that as seen on TV product, that chia pet thing, which and I'm not, and actually I'm not even trying to be funny. I'm saying is that, by the way, are those chia seeds? Are we talking about one and the same? Sprouts in? Okay, so interesting. So A, are you going to have any issues with the chia pet people? A brand wise, you know, with trademark wise, and you know, you come up with a chia bar. They've got chia Obama, chia pet, chia this, chia that. So A, is there a legality thing? Does somebody already own the chia thing? B, gosh, I think you call it chia bar, people right away are gonna associate it with, I think maybe you come up with another name that you can name it.
Well, you know what? I know a little something about this.
Oh.
Okay. Just a little.
That does not surprise me.
You're funny. You're good.
You know a little about it.
I know a little bit about it. Well, if you spell chia.
Yeah.
A different way, so spell it with two C's.
Okay.
Or three C's.
Right.
They can't.
Right. Okay.
And if you do a different logo,
sure.
It's really a generic product.
Gotcha.
I mean,
it's something that already exists.
Exactly.
It's a natural.
Right. So I don't. You know. Okay.
However, what about the identity? What about identifying with that silly sprouting? You know, do you want to call it a chia bar when I think the vast majority of Americans are going to go chia, and I'm not being funny.
No. That's more of a perception.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Issue. Yeah. That's more of a psychological situation than it is a branding, that's more of a psychological. It is a branding. It's a branding issue. And it's something to be considered, but you see, I think that what Alden is trying to, Dr. Oz, I have heard a number of shows where he does talk about this chia as a food option,
right?
So I mean, it is a little confusing, I don't think it's an easy I don't think it's, and that's why you called us at 914-636-0110 on Brand Talk, where TJ McCormick, John Tantillo, and Alden Bleese from Rawgasms are talking about the issue of his brand and the introduction on this name. This is great. Go ahead.
My gut is sell the heck out of, establish the first thing, establish that brownie from here to kingdom come. Get that baby going throughout all of northern New England. You got the summertime coming. You can get out there. You can have all the influx of the people up there to go to the lakes and the streams and go hiking. It's outdoor activity time. Make this the push and get that brownie to be at the forefront of everybody's mind when they want to have a healthy snack. Get it out there. Bring it to the ice cream stores. Bring it to all those Ben and Jerry's type places. Sell it on the side of the road at the hiking joints and at the places where people buy their hiking shoes and all their gear to go camping up there in New England. That's my gut. And I'm not a sales... That's where my head goes with this.
I agree with you 1,000%. And the reason for it is that you're a small company. Yeah. You're just coming out of the box. I don't think you need confusion in the marketplace, and it's probably well developed that brownie. Now, if you wanted to change the flavors of the brownies,
sure,
or put additional ingredients in it, or nuts, or one with nuts, one without nuts, or whatever, right, that's another issue. But
sure.
Alden, I would say that maybe you're biting off a little bit more than you could chew at this point. And I don't know whether or not I would really start on something new, but that's just my idea. I hope that helps, Alden. We're up for a break in about 8 seconds, so I have to say thanks a lot for calling in. And more Brand Talk, winners and losers, in a second.
World and national news 3 times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lisa Lucera. If the individual mandate is taken out, what happens to the law? What are the issues the Supreme Court's considering this final day of arguments over President Obama's health care law?
On the issue of whether the rest of the law can stand or whether it must be struck down, there's plenty of skepticism from the judges. Hearing from the challengers who say, listen, if you take out the mandate, it's the entire law. The rest of it can't stand.
Fox's Shannon Bream at the Supreme Court.
There were so many discussions today in the court from a number of the judges and saying, how in the world can you take out the funding mechanism, the very heart, the core of this law, and us keep the rest of it? Justice Scalia pressed the attorneys, have we ever done this before?
In the final minutes of arguments, the Solicitor General making an impassioned plea for the court to uphold the law, but the attorneys for the 26 states challenging the law, saying it wrongly forces people to buy insurance and states to take on new financial burdens. This is a Fox News alert.
Now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
Forecast for Sister County in the vicinity for this afternoon, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of a shower. Highs will climb into the middle 60s. Generally cloudy this evening. Could be an isolated thunderstorm. Overnight lows into the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy. Chance of a shower on Thursday morning. Then partly sunny in the afternoon. Highs upper 50s. Mostly sunny on Friday. Highs into the middle 50s. Saturday's weather, generally cloudy once again. Showers possible near 60. Steve Pelletieri Jr. pointing for WVOX Worldwide and WVIP HD.
A little bit of sun and 61.
We make it very easy for you to get on the air and talk to your neighbors.
Could someone talk to me?
And the world.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
The podium is yours.
Impressive.
AM 1460 and worldwide at WVOX.com.
1460 WVOX.
We're back. Brand Talk, Tantillo, McCormick, TJ. We were talking with Alden Bleese on about his brand Rawgasms. And by the way, you're listening to WVOX Brand Talk 1460 on your AM dial. And Nick in the control room kind of let me know that he was on the fence concerning the brand name Rawgasms. And I thought that that's interesting because I basically said the same thing when I first heard Alden talk about it. But I was my opinion changed when he told me that he was going after the college market.
Right.
And if he's going after that market, I think it has a certain kind of entree. So anyway, but, you know, give us a call at 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110. And at the first half, I had in the first introduction of the show, I had I brought up the issue of whether women are under attack in marketing. And yesterday I appeared on Fox News Live when I was asked to speak about a vodka company that had as their headline, "Unlike some people, this bee," I'll call it, because I don't want to promote the product, even though I will promote it, and my winner and loser, I just think it's such an awful promotion. And it's so let me I'm stepping on the headline, but here's the headline. "Unlike some people, B always goes down slowly." And it's a photo, it's a man chasing a frightened woman, and that's the headline. And they asked me to speak about it. And I had these four points. And the first point is, for me, this is amateur hour at its best.
Wow.
Or at its worst.
Yeah, I was going to say.
This is the worst promotional campaign I have ever seen, where what you never do is you never fool around.
Right.
About rape, on rape.
No.
But never, ever, ever. And you have two little daughters.
Right.
I mean, it's just such in bad, you know, taste. And this, you know, TJ, and you know, folks, what really bothers me is this is the kind of tactic where all the geniuses will say, yes. You see, that marketing and branding, that's right. The business you're in.
Wow.
They're all good for nothings, as my mother used to say,
they're all
right?
Good for nothings.
And they'll do anything to promote their brands, the evil, you know? And I just want to say that that is the worst kind of branding and the thing that you never really want to do.
Right.
All right?
Right.
And which leads me to this idea that this is consistent with any publicity is good publicity. You hear that nonsense.
Right.
Which is pure BS. Or I like to say poppycock.
Poppycock.
Because today, that might have been good in the 1950s or 40s. When you want to get your brand out there.
Sure.
But if you mess up your brand today, yet is always going to come up on the internet, and you never know when it's going to sting you in the back of your...
And when it's on the internet, it's forever.
It is forever. And so that's something that is a negative.
My
and
gosh.
The other thing...
Who pulls the trigger on that? I mean,
well, you see, and the other point is that this is a great example, folks. For those of you who have small businesses and you want to go viral, be careful what you wish for. And I guess Brother Vincent from St. Francis Prep will be very happy when I say that virus in Latin means poison. Okay? So one should be very, very careful when you're doing this viral marketing. And when I was talking to Juliet Huddy yesterday, I said this is a clear-cut example of the social media running the asylum here.
Yes.
And the marketing people not at the switch.
Right.
And it was more of a social media call than it was a marketing call.
Right.
And so, but how do you folks feel? 914-636-0110. Are women under attack with that kind of a campaign?
Well, look, John, in my recent time coming into this part of the media, leaving show business and entertainment, coming into just about every member of the social media marketing groups, they're 24 years old.
Right.
There's no savvy. There's no finesse. I'll say it again. No savvy. There is very little. How much life experience are they going on? How much class can one accumulate to be an executive by the time you're 23, 24 years old?
Right.
That's who's pulling it. Because I'm sitting here saying, who pulls the trigger? Because I was thinking in the traditional sense. Mm-hmm. But you're right. Social media, that entire industry, it's a 4-year-old industry.
Here's something I don't want to keep bringing up the interview, but I want to put it in some sort of a context. What I said yesterday on Fox News Live was that there was a campaign that IBM used in the 1960s and 50s, and it was think. Think.
Right.
No one was thinking. And that's what we have to do here.
Right.
And that's an effective marketer.
Yeah.
You just don't only react impulsively.
Right.
You react intelligently.
Right.
And you have to have time.
Right.
Before you go viral or you make that decision to go viral, you better think about it. And
and how many 23 or 24 year olds have that part of their makeup yet to know to pause and think about something? Especially because it's given the nature of the beast, it's an in your face medium. It's a fast, immediate medium. This whole social networking. You know, you talk about marketing. You're talking about guys like my dad, guys like you. My dad's a sales and marketing guy. He studied economics. He studied business administration.
Right.
You know, and so, but these are a bunch of kids who have also basically, by the way, and I'm not casting aspersions, but what I am saying is they invented this industry. Not a bunch of 50-year-olds.
Right.
Not a bunch of latter-day madmen, but a bunch of just out of college kids have invented this entire industry of social media marketing.
Well, I appreciate what you're saying, and I'm not here. I don't think you mean to do it either, TJ. We don't want to slam young people.
No,
I don't
not
think
at all.
What we're trying to do here is, I think, have a combination of this this new tactical viral approach,
with a more
strategic, a more structured approach than let's just go out and do that and do what we're doing, so that we get a reaction. And give us a call at 914-636-0110, where you're listening to WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. And if you like what you're hearing, you must come with us on Thursdays from 5 to 6 drive time. So program your cars so that automobiles. And a friend of mine who is a little older than you and I said, how will people be able to call from the car? And I said, Alice, there are cell phones.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right.
You know, I mean, so there you go.
And as long as you have a hands-free, we don't want to be participating in any law breaking here.
That's right. So it's next Thursday from 5 to 6 on WVOX, TJ McCormick and John Tantillo talking about brands and all things branding.
That's going to be
so
great.
And here's one, and then we time really flies when you're having fun. And already we got to do our winner and loser, which I showed my hand already on who the loser is going to be, but I didn't name the product yet, but you will know it when I mention it. But here's one other obnoxious ad that I saw from a very well-known company called Reebok. And it's, here you go. You ready for this?
Go, baby.
Quote, cheat on your girlfriend, not on your workout.
All right.
I mean, you know, now I can understand that a little bit better,
right?
Because if it's you're targeting men
or politicians,
right? Or politicians, but you know. Anyway, I just thought talking about that with the Mad Men. I still don't think that this is a good way because you're really turning off half your market.
Yeah.
So it's not really a good.
That one to me is tongue in cheek and, you know, kind of.
That isn't funny, TJ.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'd have to come down on the negative side too. That is inappropriate.
I just think it's.
You don't have to do that. Put it this way,
you
because
don't
there's
have
choices.
To do that.
There
That's
are choices.
The point. That's right. You don't have to do that.
There was there was no doubt. There was a better choice that they had on the table, and they went with that one.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, Brand Talk, Tantillo, McCormick, VOX, 1460 on your AM dial, 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110, or doc at brandtalkradio.com. And folks, each week I choose the two brands that I believe either exceeded or failed in basic brand fundamentals so you can implement the takeaways into your own brand life. And so without any further ado, today's brand winner is Tommy Hilfiger.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. And why would I name Tommy Hilfiger?
Yeah, why?
Well, you know he's involved with American Idol.
Yes, I do.
Okay. And that brand was on the decline, the American Idol. And what he did is kind of got people excited about American Idol again because his demographic is that of young people form a fitting clothes that they like and doing all of that.
Sure.
So he was able to piggyback on that as well as respond very quickly to the ABC ambush story that Ross did, Brian Ross did, concerning the fire regulations in Asia where one of his factories was located.
Okay.
And what he basically did is they had found out Brian Ross and confronted him with the idea that one of the factories that he used were not implementing the correct fire standards.
Okay.
And so what he did is he brought the building to code as a result of this investigation.
Yeah.
The point is he addressed the problem after confronting it. And of course, that's a great brand strength.
And you know what? And good for him, because I'm sick and tired of these gotcha things. I'm tired of, like every CEO is supposed to know and have the micro knowledge management of every factory and the who knows the fire codes for Yonkers, let alone Sri Lanka or wherever they're making his stuff.
Right.
So I'm glad he was able to capitalize on a witch hunt.
He's a very responsible guy and he's very social conscious. And for that, let's give him a star.
Yes.
Okay?
Ding.
Ding. As opposed to the loser of the week. Belvedere vodka. I wasn't even going to mention it.
Yeah.
Belvedere. They got a great bottle. It's a great bottle.
Yep.
Have you ever seen the bottle?
Yeah.
It's great.
I used to see that bottle a lot.
But I when I used to drink vodka, I got to tell you, it was only Stoli.
Right.
And I remember going to a tasting and they were offering that it was Tanqueray actually vodka, and I shouldn't have mentioned the name, but anyway, it was another erase.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, it was another well-known vodka and I was able to taste the difference.
Really?
And everybody says, "How you can't taste vodka? There's no difference."
Right.
But I'm really a.
Well, I tell you, I've talked about here, I used to live inside a bottle myself, and my drink was gin.
Gin.
And you could not get anything past me when it came to gin.
What was your
my gin was a beautiful blue bottle. It was Bombay
By
Sapphire.
My friend drinks that.
And
now
I was such a hardcore. I was a shiny drunk, John. I was a snobby, shiny drunk. If I went into an establishment and they didn't have
The Bombay Sapphire.
Oh, you were just simply
I moved
on,
John.
I love you.
I moved on.
I tell you.
That's the kind of barfly I was. I was a barfly with standards. If I was going to pass out, it was going to be on Bombay Sapphire alone.
I know a woman who drove me to drink. Never thanked for it. Yeah. That's TJ McCormick, WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. Jeez. Brand Talk, Tantillo, McCormick. Give us a call, 914-636-0110. We're changing time and day. Next Thursday, 5 to 6 drive time. Bring your hands-free with you and call from the car. So let's get into the Belvedere Vodka. The company created a firestorm by making offensive and an offensive ad that manages to link the darkest side of alcohol and human behavior while simultaneously making fun of a horrible crime. If anything has shown how devastating guerrilla marketing can be, it's this Belvedere debacle, which saw the vodka company offer an ad that looked like it was depicting a rape and turning it into a joke. I got to tell you, this is really terrible. That's a reason viral marketing is called viral. After all, virus in the original Latin means poison. And yes, viral marketing can spread fast, but if it spreads fast, because it is potent and possibly poisonous. And so what the company now has to do is make up for this. And I had mentioned yesterday that a way out of this could be to start a nonprofit or a foundation dedicated to, abused women. And, what can I tell you? I guess what we can learn from all of this is that guerrilla marketing can spell disaster marketing if you're not careful. And as I always like to say, think, and think more.
Wow.
And so here we go. And folks, right now what I like to do is do the perennial crowd favorite.
Yes.
Dr. John Tantillo's Did You Know That?
Love it.
Did You Know is where little-known facts are brought center stage for your delight, amazement, and dare I say, your continuing education. And now, did you know that?
This is Dr. John Tantillo asking, did you know that? Have you ever discovered a homemade remedy that worked like nothing else? Well, in 1890, Lunsford Richardson began to build a global empire around just such a mixture. You see, Lunsford Richardson had just taken over his brother-in-law's pharmacy in Greensboro, North Carolina. In addition to a thriving business, he acquired almost 24 family formulas. The concoctions contained the usual suspects of the 19th century pharmacopoeia: castor oil, liniment, and something called dead shot vermifuge. Whew! What a mouthful. A year later, Lunsford had added an exotic new ingredient from Asia. It was called menthol. Soon his croup and pneumonia remedy was flying off the shelves. He renamed the products in honor of his brother-in-law, who had a much catchier name. But it was only after Lunsford's son, Smith, returned from marketing jobs in New York that things really took off. Smith advised his dad to reduce the product line to a single item, the popular croup and pneumonia remedy. Then he made the branding leap that changed everything. At the time, it was common to use the word magic in pharmaceutical names. Lunsford had called the remedy the magic croup salve. His son altered it to vapor rub, and soon the product was soothing symptoms around the world. Today, Procter & Gamble owns and markets the product as the only thing more powerful than a mother's touch. but it was the right focus that made Vicks a household name. And now you can say, yes, I know that.
We are back.
Wow.
Brand talk. You know what makes me happy?
Yeah.
I'm here with TJ McCormick. My name is John Tantillo. This is Brand Talk, 1460 on your AM dial, WVOX. You get such a kick out of this.
Did you know these are like just my favorites. I mean, it's always, I'll tell you what, I know a little about a lot. A lot of times I would think that when I think I'm on the right path, I know what the giveaway is going to be,
right,
with the punch. I have never been right yet.
Yeah, well,
I have never been right yet.
Well, that's I did not know that.
Ah, it's great.
What's interesting about this story,
uh-huh,
is that it's all about focus.
Uh-huh.
And how this pharmacist Dickinson had a number of different products in his portfolio.
Right.
And this is so relates so much to what we advised our friend Alden to do.
Right, right.
Don't get that brownie,
right,
perfected.
Right.
So that you know everything about brownies and you go and, right, sell the heck out of that.
I'd love to know, yeah, how long it was before, because it's before my time. I'd love to know how much time there was between M&M's and the peanut M&M's. Because then,
right,
I tell you what, how long have pretzels been around? How long have chocolate dip pretzels been around? Only in the last couple of months,
sure,
have I noticed that there's this M&M pretzels that you can get now.
Right.
Get that brownie to be your, because it's good enough. That product is good enough to satisfy raw food devotees,
mm-hmm,
and to bring in crossover shy types like myself who like my food cooked and baked, etc.
Right.
I like brownies.
Man.
Bring in guys like me. Satisfy the people looking for that in the first place, but make that your flagship product.
And by the way,
yeah,
what we have advised Alden to do, and what the folks over at Vicks did,
uh-huh,
okay,
right,
well, what Dickinson did with his family business,
right,
is the same thing that GM finally did, and they pared down their car line.
Right.
And if you know the strategy between for GM,
uh-huh,
GM had an idea that we could build a car for you,
right,
from the day you first started to drive your car, from, right, the day you got married,
right,
until the day you retired.
Right.
So you started, and I saw my father. He drove first to Chevy, and then he went to the Pontiac, and then he went to the Oldsmobile,
and
he ended up with the Buick.
Buick, right.
And that's what he ended up with.
Right.
And
wow,
and he always wanted a Caddy, but he never got the Caddy. But another story. But
yeah,
anyway, the point is that,
sure,
what you want to do,
yeah,
is at one point, you can expand,
yeah,
but make sure you know everything that there is to that one,
yeah,
product. He should be the specialist,
yeah,
in all things brownie.
Yeah, because, well, yeah, then you piggyback on the success.
That's absolutely
what you do. And that product is good enough to be his flagship.
Yeah, it is good. It really is good.
Oh, yeah.
That's TJ McCormick, John Tantillo, and we're doing Brand Talk here on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. In the last few minutes here, TJ,
yes,
of the show, this week has been so chock full of news. Like, you know, I have to talk about JetBlue, because JetBlue was my 2011 winner.
Right.
I don't know. I'm a little confused. Can we blame JetBlue for their personnel? Whether or not we can blame them or not, their brand is a little bit in trouble.
But it's a pilot, especially.
It's a pilot. And what happened to the other employee that decided to push the lever, tell everybody go forth and multiply, and then jump down the chute?
Go brand yourself.
Go brand yourself, right.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, might there be a little bit of lackadaisical fun part of the personnel.
Well, look, who knows how centralized they're. Look, they have a unique they have a unique business model. They have, for example, most of their reservationists work out of home. They work from home.
I did not know that.
They work from home. There are no, they don't have any centralized reservation places, for example. I don't know how centralized their HR is. I don't know. You know what? I guess it's one thing to talk about the flight attendant. It's another thing entirely. You would like to think that there are psychological profiles of their pilots.
Sure. Sure.
I mean, for crying out loud, oh my God, this guy, this was not just like a, usually they're very quick to say that someone was off their meds. Like, for example, that pilot, that flight attendant was bipolar. And one thing I know from friends is that, you know, a bipolar person, when they're blessed to have realized that's what they are and to be on meds, that's where they got to stay. And anyway, not to get into all that stuff, but apparently they came out very quick. So this woman suffered from bipolar disorder. She was off of her medications and boom, this guy, they don't know nothing. This guy is up for review. He's been suspended. I would like to know that, you know, I travel more than the average. You travel more than the average. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know that, you know, and especially when, you know, and I have people, other people booking my travel and paying for it. So yeah. I'm not always the master of my own destiny. Yeah. If I had my druthers, I have the airline that I usually use.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, you know, you get knocked around.
Well,
I think that
JetBlue has to do something proactive here and let people know that what they're now doing is taking a look at their personnel recruitment.
Which they have a history of doing. Yeah. That time that they got messed up with the snowstorms and there were people stranded for 19 days.
Right.
What did they do? They came out and said, we are going to have the strictest pay you back standards in the industry. If we do this, we're going to give you this, yes, all that Bill of Rights. So they have a history of doing it, being proactive.
Well, could you believe another week?
No way.
Okay. Remember, you got to. You must. It's a must-do.
Thursday.
Next Thursday, 5 to 6, here on WVOX. See you next week.